For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Callie Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Claire DeGeorge, junior forward from Anchorage, Alaska. And a month ago, you had a chance to skate with Team USA at their winter camp and also play in the rivalry series against Team Canada. What was your favorite part of the camp?
Oh, I'd say definitely putting the jersey on and being able to play with all those players that I've looked up to my whole entire life. And I mean, even, I guess, playing against all those players I've been looking up to is definitely one of my favorite parts.
What was that, the one thing about that rivalry series, being out there on the ice, what's the one thing you'll never forget?
Oh, I'll never forget beating Canada. it's a good one. No, it's like I said, it's always an honoring experience, and it's I just don't think I'll ever forget the first time ever getting on the ice with the national team.
Was there one player on Team USA that you hadn't really had a chance to get to know that you got a chance to get to know a little bit better this time around?
I would say there's always someone I get to know better every single time. I mean, I've been roommates with a couple of them the past few times we go to camp, and I get to know them more and more every single time. I don't know, just being with all of them, there were a couple more that I got a lot like closer with, or like had more conversations with. Obviously, I don't think I could pick just one. There were a couple this time for sure.
Who was your roommates this time?
Aaron Frankel is my roommate. I think they picked people who we were like new and who we were close with, and so. Oh, excuse me, Nat Bookbinder was. Aaron was in my room a lot. That's why. Aaron was there all the time. She was basically our third roommate, but no, Nat was my roommate. She's obviously also one of my close friends. So,
what's next for you with Team USA?
I'm unsure. I mean, either it'll be Worlds coming up, or it'll just be August camp coming for the U22s.
Can you even look far enough ahead to the Olympics? I mean, obviously, that's got to be on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's always there. It's in the back of my mind, but I still got a lot of work to get there, and it's definitely going to be hard to get to that point, but I'm going to try my best.
This past weekend, your team knocked off the number one ranked Wisconsin Badgers. You had two goals in that Saturday night game, 3-2 win, game-winning goal. Claire, they always say you'll never forget certain games. Is this going to be a very memorable one for you?
I hope so. I think this one will stick in my mind for a while. I mean, like I said before, I have a lot of friends who are on that team, and playing against them and being able to obviously come out and beat such a prestigious team is amazing. And being around my teammates who I would never want to be with anyone else to be able to have that kind of defeat against Wisconsin. So.
You, Haley Mack, and Reese Hunt have played so well together so far this season. Talk about the chemistry.
Oh, it's awesome. I love playing with them. It's funny, there's a picture right after we scored this weekend, and just Haley and I have the biggest smiles on our face, which, I mean, that just goes back to scoring against Wisconsin. It's pretty awesome. But we see each other well on the ice, and I don't know, both Reese and Haley have great hockey sense, and they both have great shots, and we've just gelled together so well this year, which is awesome.
You head back to Duluth this weekend. 6 big points in league play. How much confidence do you take from this last weekend going into Duluth? And also, do you just kind of put aside the Minnesota Cup loss to Duluth when you go in this weekend's games?
Yeah, you know, playing in that game against Duluth in the Minnesota Cup, I thought our team played very well. We played well as a team, and I was very happy with our team, and I'm sure every coach was, and everyone was happy with ourselves that we were able to not get down by that loss and just come out and go with the same intensity and same teamwork and play against Wisconsin. And now that we know that we have the ability to beat all these teams, and that we can like have, I don't know, our team's doing well, like hopefully we can bring that into Duluth this weekend.
Good luck this weekend, Claire. Thanks so much for sharing your stories about Team USA.
Thank you, Kelly.